This is Gabrielle Duggan, and I'm talking about Testing, the piece made with paper and mixed media. This work, you can see most predominantly there's a weaving mounted onto the paper, and then of course several layers of translucent paper as well. The foundation of the whole piece is an ink drawing of an iris petal from an iris flower, and that's done in ink on paper, and then different layers of ink on translucent paper have been stitched and mounted dimensionally off that surface as well with various text. The text is mostly derived from my own journaling and notes from the day and things that I must get done and things that have been on my mind. And then the weaving is an interesting experiment with steel that will actually rust over time, steel wire and cotton, both in the warp and the weft. And you can see that the cotton has some grease marks left over from the wire, and in areas that it does not actually incorporate wire, but there once was wire. And there's just a really interesting dimensionality that I was playing with weaving this wire into cotton. I like the vulnerability of the cotton. Cotton is really a very receptive fiber. It takes in dye, it takes in, it soaks up a lot of what's around it. And you can see it's starting to soak up some of the environment of the wire, which is pretty harsh. It's a harsh environment. So you can imagine over time, many years, the cotton would continue to deteriorate, especially depending on the humidity of the climate and what the conditions really are. And as the wire would also corrode over time, it would mark and eventually rot the cotton. And the paper, of course, is related to cotton. And I think that this piece kind of, it already is in a state of erosion, really. Not corrosion quite yet, but it's almost in a state of evaporation. There are parts that are there and implied pieces that are missing that might never have been there. I've also played around with the different layers and implied shadows of just brush strokes on these torn strips of translucent paper and the way that those just happen to sync up with the concentrated areas of wire weaving.